Now the latest on the so-called fiscal cliff. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia says as the end of the year approaches, the urgency of finding solutions to tax and spending disputes is intensifying. The Richmond area Republican is reaffirming his party's opposition to raising tax rates for the wealthy, but several key Republican lawmakers have said they won't be bound by a no-tax increase pledge that they've stuck to in the past.
Joining us to talk more about it, Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. Good to talk to you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So Grover Norquist and his no-tax pledge, very well known in some circles around here in Washington. Some claim that the Republican Party in general might be hamstrung by their loyalty to him. What's happening to that loyalty among conservatives now?
Well, you're certainly seeing some fissures, some cracks in the wall of support that Grover Norquist has built over the years. You've seen Senator Stacey Chambliss, Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, Rep. Peter King from New York, all have basically said they're not going to have their hands tied in these negotiations by that pledge. They did sign it in past campaigns. They said it doesn't necessarily apply to a situation in which we've got a $16 trillion debt and need to take certain steps to start to address that. The question is whether they're putting real tax, marginal tax rate increases on the table, or they're just talking about other ways to get revenue through limiting deductions, closing loopholes, other ways of raising more tax revenue. That's where the real debate and disputes are, and where the deal will be made is if Democrats are still pushing hard for increases in marginal rates, the expiration of the Bush tax cuts on top earners. And Republicans have said, we won't do that, but we will consider some of these other ways to raise revenues through deduction closings. That's sort of a repudiation of Norquist. It's not entirely. He can say, look, these guys are not talking about actually raising tax rates, and that's what I'm most interested in. So there's some reduced support for the Norquist pledge, but it hasn't been blown away entirely, and there's still a real dispute over how you get this tax revenue.
Well, let's talk about the other side of the spectrum, because some liberals are saying they're not afraid to jump off that cliff if their priorities aren't met. So talk about that.
Yeah, that's very true. I think there are those on the left in the Democratic caucus who feel emboldened by this most recent election, Obama's reelection, in a fairly strong margin. Their liberals elected the Senate. They increased their margin there. They won House seats. They say, look, we're not inclined to want to make a deal on reducing Medicare benefits or Social Security benefits, means testing, raising the retirement age, whatever Republicans will put on the table. They're not interested in that. They say, let's go over the cliff. Let's have all these Bush tax cuts expire from the wealthy all the way down. Then next year, we'll be in a situation where Republicans are certainly going to want to pass a tax cut on the middle class and on lower income earners. So we'll be able to get that, which is what we want anyway, the extension of those tax cuts. We don't have to worry about the tax cuts for the rich. Those have already expired, and we don't want those anyway. And, you know, plus we have this sequester spending cuts, which in the early days falls mainly on defense, and Democrats have been calling for defense cuts for quite a long time. So there is a wing of the Democratic Party that says this isn't such a big deal. We can have a stronger negotiating position next year after all this stuff expires. Problem is, do you damage the economy in the process? Does the market go down, and do we have a big problem with the economy?
All right, Ben, we have to leave it there. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.